Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome along to another episode of Opinions Matter, the daily current affairs podcast, broadcast live and recorded live from the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock. And if you're out in Portmarnock out this way during this beautiful weather, why not pop into the White Sands Hotel, which is where we broadcast from, and you can get yourself a lovely drink or some sandwiches, some chicken wings in the Oasis Bar in the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock, and then have a lovely long walk along the Strand. There's no beach in Ireland like the beach of Portmarnock. It really is beautiful. I'm looking out the window here of the studio, and it's absolutely beautiful. Now, what do we want to talk about on today's show? Before we start off, I want to let you know that if you're listening to this podcast, today's topic, well, none of the topics we do are geared towards children. They're not for the ears of children. But today's topic in particular is not for children because it's going to deal with sexual matters. And I want to read out a message that came in yesterday from a listener who just wants to be known as S. Well, we have her full name, but she has said, in fact, she says at the start of her text, please don't say my full name. So we will just call her S. And here is what S says. I need advice on what to do. A guy I work with but as a stag do over the weekend and was locked, and he sent me a dick pic of himself. We slept together after a work night out a few months ago, but I was actually disgusted that he would think that this is acceptable. It's literally a form of sexual harassment. I didn't fucking ask for it, she says, and I didn't fucking want it. I want to go to my boss and have him removed from where we work, but my friends are telling me that I would be going too far doing that. Like I'm fuming over it, and I feel really insulted. He should be reported. Am I right or am I wrong? What should I do, says S. Please ask your listeners, and we are asking you what S should do. Now, this is a common thing, getting sent dick pics. I've never understood it. I've never understood why men think women want them. I was actually a couple of years ago, I was out for lunch with a friend, a female friend, and she had matched someone on Tinder 2 days previously. Mm-hmm. And as we were chatting, they'd swapped phone numbers and they were WhatsApping each other. And this was like 2 o'clock in the day. Mm. And as we're chatting, this has got on its truth now, the story. She opens her WhatsApp and she goes, oh, Jesus. And she shows it to me. And it's literally a photograph of your man holding his dick saying, do you want a bit of this later? Now,
Showing her the beast. The beast was probably what, tiny?
I don't know any woman that would be turned on by a photograph of a dick pic. However, is it inappropriate, Katie, to send such a photograph?
Oh, yeah. Unsolicited dick pics, they are inappropriate. But I think to go to the employer here and try and get the guy sacked over it, I think that is a little bit extreme. Considering the history, he may have thought, doesn't make it right, but he may have thought that she was up for a bit of fun, up for a bit of crack. I definitely wouldn't go trying to get him fired. I mean, I think that's way over the top.
Okay, but how do you expect, I'm playing devil's advocate here, okay, so how do you expect her to go into work and work with somebody who did that to her?
But she had sex with him. It's not like she hasn't seen it before. It's not like it's you know, random. But I don't understand. It didn't. Did he go into the Jacks during working hours and send him one from the toilet?
No, sure. It was done outside work hours.
No.
It was
so
done outside work hours.
It's nothing to do with the job. It's nothing. Unless, you know what? Go to him. Talk to him. Tell him no. And that's it. Grow a pair. Talk to him. Tell him, I don't want it. I don't like it. Don't send it to me again. If he persists, then you have an issue. And then I'd be going to the guards.
Going to the guards.
If this man kept sending unwanted dick pics after being told to stop, then yeah, that's stalkerish and weird and creepy.
No, he did it once.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. As long as it's once, she could tell him, look, I'm not interested. You know, we had what we had. It's done. I don't want to see your penis again.
Okay, but again, you're saying he shouldn't be sacked over it. How do you expect her to work with someone who has done that to her?
But Jesus Christ, has done this to her. She had slept with the guy. It's not like he might have thought, and as I said, it doesn't make it right, but he might have thought she is into him, considering the fact that she had sex with him. and he might have thought it was his way of having a bit of fun or initiating something. Is, you know,
yeah. See, I'm looking at some of the messages coming in, and I think a lot of people are not taking this seriously enough, like saying that she needs to get over herself and she's a Karen and all that. Here's the fact: this woman was sent a picture, unsolicited picture, of this man's private parts. Now, he did it when he was drunk. Apparently, he was on a stag weekend. That is fair enough. But how can she be expected to go into work every day and work alongside a man who has actually done that, who has sent her a picture like that? I think you're all, I think you're being a bit harsh on the woman. She is the victim here. It's guys. All the comments, by the way, are from men. All the comments are from men who are saying, oh, she needs to get over it. She's a snowflake, blah, 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 blah. The point is that the woman is the victim here. She didn't ask for this photograph to be sent to her, okay? She didn't ask for the photograph. She got sent the photograph, and now she is being expected to go into work and work alongside this man that has sent her a picture that she never
asked
for.
This is going to sound very harsh, but
he didn't... Oh, be careful what you say now. No.
He didn't rape her. He didn't sexually assault her. He didn't hurt her. They had sex before.
I think it's a form of sexual.
It is her sexual harassment, but considering their background, it's a bit of a. It's a bit, and she didn't ask for it, and he absolutely shouldn't have done it. It is inappropriate. It is inappropriate. Definitely, in the least, it's inappropriate. But to have him sacked over it, considering there was a sexual history there, I think it's over the top. I don't think he deserves to lose his job. Tell him to stop. If he doesn't stop, then you got an issue on your hands.
Okay, let's go to Jonathan. How are you, Jonathan?
Hi guys, how are you?
Good. What do you make of this?
I do agree with Katie. She should approach him, talk to him, and say, like, listen, whatever happened, that's now in the past. So if you could just please stop sending me dick pics, and that's it. And then if he continues sending dick pics, do agree, she should report him to the guards.
No, but he shouldn't have sent one in the first place. That's the point I'm trying to make. He should not have sent one in the first place.
Yeah, I do agree, but probably he was drunk. It was probably just a mistake. So she should approach him and say, look, what happened? And then he might explain and say, look, maybe I was drunk. It was a mistake. Or maybe we had our thing. I think it was back in March. We had our thing back in March. And I thought maybe we could do it again. And she should basically talk to him first.
How do you approach a man who's after sending you a photograph like that? I don't get that. Like, how do you?
If you were single, well, Jeremy, and you had slept with someone and she sent you a photograph of her vagina, would you go reporting her?
No, but I think it's quite. I think it's slightly.
Well, it's different. Slightly, how's it different? Sexual harassment is sexual harassment.
Sleeping with him in the first place, so I don't know what the issue in going and talk to him.
Yeah, but just because she slept with him does not give him the right to send unsolicited personal photographs of himself.
I do agree, but I. I then go to talk to him. I don't think he'll like corner her in some way and try to rape her. She's just trying to talk to him. That's all.
Yeah.
No, I get that she's just trying to talk to him, and nobody is comparing it to rape. Although it is a sexual, I don't know. Is it a sexual assault in a way?
Well, it's harassment. I mean, yeah, it's somebody sending you unsolicited dick pics that you work with. It's inappropriate, but there is a history there, a sexual history between the pair that makes it a little bit grey.
No, it doesn't make it grey. Why do you think it makes it grey?
Because he might have thought that she's into him because she slept with him before.
Exactly.
He might have thought that she'd be up for a bit of fun because she slept with him before. She might have thought that she finds him attractive because
so
she slept with him.
What's fun about sending somebody a photograph of your dick?
Are you honestly telling me you and Sue have never sent each other dirty photos?
Well, I'm not going to tell you about what we
know. No.
That's within a marriage.
No.
That's within a marriage.
Okay. You're honestly telling me you never dated a woman and you did that, a woman you were seeing?
No, I've never sent, no. Because I don't think women want to see that. But I just think, stay there for a second, John. I just think you're making it out to be not as big a deal as it actually is. Trevor, how are you?
Hello.
How are you, Trevor? What do you want to say on this?
I don't get the issue here. I really don't.
Well, the issue is a woman was, I don't know if you were listening to the show, you mustn't have been if you...
I was.
But then how
about getting a dick pic?
Yeah, but then, yeah, no, I was being sarcastic there, but if you were listening to the show, how can you not see that there's an issue?
Because I don't see that there is an issue. Because at the end of the day, it's not like they're strangers to each other. She's been there, she's done that, she's licked it, sucked it, popped it, everything to it. And what's the issue with seeing it again?
The problem is here, Trevor, is that this woman did not ask for this photograph to be sent.
Yeah, it was a once-off random thing that just happened. You know what I mean? She didn't send a barrage, a collage of dick pics to her. All she has to say is...
It's not like he's standing outside her bedroom window with no jocks on waving his penis at her.
No, but the point is, lads, he crossed the line.
And someone must have been there, Katie.
Okay, that's a conversation for another day.
And can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What about gash flash?
Gash what?
Okay, women, I don't believe.
Gash flash.
Yeah, where women do the opposite.
I don't think women do it. Exactly, I don't think there's ever a time where women are sitting there thinking, I'm going to take a picture of my vagina and send it to this man. I don't.
I've gotten pictures and I call them gash flashes. It's the exact same thing, Jeremy, and don't double standard it by saying,
it is the same thing. If that's happening, it's exactly the same.
Well, it is. Yeah. Why is a woman sending a married man photographs of her vagina?
Oh yeah, actually, that's
it was before women were separated. The girl I told you about before.
Yeah. Oh, okay. And she sent you photographs of her vagina. Lovely.
She sent me everything. I really mean videos and everything. And I've gotten other WhatsApps about other girls I'm not going to mention on the show because I am now back with the missus. But yeah, I've gotten things before, and lads I've worked with have gotten. Jesus, some of the things they've gotten. Holy Christ, you wouldn't believe what.
So hang on. You think she needs to get over this?
Yeah, she got a once-off dick pic. Get the hell over it. I'll take it as a compliment.
You know what,
Jeremy? It's the equivalent of a fucking wolf whistle these days.
Now, this is where I have to stop you. Both are wrong, by the way.
Okay, go on, stop me. Defend the gender, Jeremy, go on.
No, it's very easy for you as a man to turn around and say, a woman should be okay with getting wolf whistled out. A woman should be okay with getting sent a dick pic. Who are you to
decide? Well, what if I get pictures, Jeremy? Should I feel insulted? Should I feel assaulted?
Well, I don't know, do you? I'm asking you the question, do you?
No, I don't, because at the end of the day, they're just pictures. The man like holding me down saying, look at this. You know what I mean?
Okay.
No.
The point is, she does feel violated, yeah? She does feel violated.
From a picture.
Yes.
This is the fucking world we live in these days, seriously.
What do you mean this is the world we live in?
It's a bloody picture, Jeremy. All she has to do is say, don't send it again. It's that simple, it really is.
Okay, so supposing he had touched her inappropriately on a night out. Are you allowed?
Extremely different situation.
Are you allowed one mistake now? Is that the way it is?
No, that's an extremely different situation. That's assault.
My point is,
if he walks over, as Donald Trump says, walks over and grabs her by the pussy, that's a different thing than getting a dick pic. No comparison there.
Well, it is, because you haven't asked. For a dick pic, you haven't asked to be groped, okay? This man...
Yeah, it was a drunken mistake they sent it, you know what I mean? It's not like you haven't made a video saying, waving and saying, this is coming to get you.
The point is...
But she's been there before.
Oh, God. The point is, he has no right to send it to her.
Right, so what about the ones I got? What do I do?
Well, I don't know, you don't
you
see...
Help me out here, brother, man to man.
Okay. Okay.
Or should I ask your co-host, because she seems to have more balls than you?
No, it's not that. I'm asking you the question. Did you feel violated when these women sent you these pictures?
Well, then
it's a completely different story.
Yeah, and Jeremy, do you know what the thing is? I'm actually a big, strong man, as some people might say, and there's some big, strong women out there that don't get offended. It's a snowflake, little tender generation.
Okay,
you're
am I the only one that's not hearing this? You're completely deaf to what's going on because you were not offended by... Will you listen?
Explain it to me.
You were not offended by the picture that was sent to you, okay? Or the pictures that
And she
sent.
Was.
And she was. She has said what you were...
As I've said,
what you're saying is... What you're saying is that she has no right to be offended, that she should be just all right with it. That's what you're saying.
Yes. It's like wolf whistling, Jeremy. Like I said, it's like wolf whistling. You just take it as a compliment and just happy days. Because at the end of the day, no woman's going to get a dick pic from a man that doesn't think the woman might be enjoyable in the sack.
Sorry, she didn't want the photograph sent to her.
Well, no, she says that. How do you know he didn't reject her at the time, and then all of a sudden he wants a one-night stand with her again, and just now she's just getting her back up because he rejected her before, or maybe it's just she just wants to be offended.
Have you done? I'm sure I've asked you this before, but I can't remember. Have you daughters?
I have.
And would you be happy? I don't know what age they're at. Would you be happy with some dirty pervert sending them pictures of their private parts?
Well, see, there you go. It's another different and absurd comparison. You're asking a parent, would he be happy with his daughter getting that picture? No parent would.
When she's
you're
an adult, when she's
well, hang on, Jenny,
everybody,
hang on,
no, everybody is somebody's
you're
daughter.
Would I be happy?
Everybody
no,
is
as a parent, and then you said some dirty pervert.
Every
it's not someone she slept with.
Everybody is somebody's daughter.
Yes,
we're calling
but if you're asking me if my daughter slept with this person, then got to take the say okay. Come the fuck
okay,
off.
Okay, stay there for a second because what he's essentially saying, Katie, is that if you sleep with someone, that gives you
no, it doesn't. It doesn't give you the right to. It doesn't give you the right to. But things are a bit grey here because they have
no,
a sexual history. Yes, they are.
Stay there for a second. You're going to be very interested with the call we're going to talk to after the break. You don't want to miss this. Don't go away.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast, the only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast and we are talking about unsolicited dick pics, as they're called. Big thing at the moment. It's a very big thing at the moment where people, men send women dick pics. Happened to a friend of mine as well. And she was disgusted by it. It happened the day before she was supposed to meet this fella for a date. And she opened her phone and there was a big picture of his dick. Now, what made her this fella think that she wanted to see that is beyond me. Now, let's have a listen to this voice.
Well, why do you think it makes
it's common sense. You send another picture, you're in trouble. End of. End of. Send one more photo and you're in trouble. You've got your warning. Cheers.
Now, you see, that's like, no. So she is, I don't know if you were listening to her story, she is genuinely upset and angry over what he did, and you're all saying she should just put up and shut up and she should expect to go into work every day and just work along this beside this fella. I just think that's very, very wrong. Let me go to Catherine. How are you, Catherine?
I'm good, Jeremy. How are you?
Good. Now, what do you want to say about this?
I think we have a case of buyer's remorse here. Like, she shagged him, his workmate. And now it's coming back on her. He was a dope. He was obviously after a few drinks. He was on a stag weekend or whatever. And he probably told the lads that he shagged her and they probably dared him to send that photo. Buyer's remorse, that's all. She shagged a workmate. You know, live with it.
Okay, but because she shagged a workmate does not mean... I mean, I'm just looking at your message here and it says, well, act like a slut, expect to be treated like a slut. How did
yeah, he treated her like a slut.
How did he treat her like a slut?
He treated her like a slut. He sent a dick pic to her. You know, and she acted like a slut. You don't sleep with your workmate. End of.
No, I'm trying to get my head around this. How did she act like a slut?
Sleeping with one of her workmates. There was no relationship there. It was obviously a one-off. And then she's suddenly the Virgin Mary, you know, offended by the dick pic.
So hang on, you're basically victim shaming this woman, Catherine. This woman did absolutely nothing wrong.
I don't think she's a victim.
What?
I think she has buyer's remorse.
Oh, she is a victim. She was sent a photograph of his dick without asking for it. How could?
Jesus, Jeremy, if somebody sent me a dick pic, I'd probably whack it with the telephone book if I had one. I'd get such a fright, I wouldn't know what it was. But no, look, she slept with a workmate. It was obviously a one-off.
Oh, look,
like,
oh.
Have some decency. You don't sleep with workmates on a one-off and then get offended when they send a dick pic.
So she shouldn't be offended by the fact that he sent her this picture?
Well, no, she has every right to be offended.
And she's...
But
and
I'm just saying she's making an issue out of the fact...
But of course she's making an issue out of it. And now you're here slut-shaming her because she had a one-night stand. I mean, just because she had a one-night stand does not make her a slut.
I'm not slut-shaming her. I'm just saying...
But you said she's a, slut.
Live with the consequences of your actions.
So
every action has a consequence. She slept with a workmate.
But... Just because she slept with him, back in March, mm-hmm. several months ago, mm-hmm. that does not give him the right to do what he did.
No, but give him a break as well. Like, what she's doing is going above and beyond trying to get him fired. Why doesn't she, like, just go to him and say, look, what happened? You know, as I say, buyer's remorse. Maybe she said, look, I regret, you know, sleeping with you. And I don't appreciate, like, I think basically she was kind of set
sorry,
up
Catherine. I just want to go back to something. Did you call her a slut?
Yeah.
Why
no,
is she?
I didn't call her a slut. I said acted like a slut.
Well, that's pretty.
How did she act like a slut?
Just shagging a workmate out of the blue on a oneself, a workmate.
It's 2024.
Yeah,
this isn't a Christian church holds over everything anymore country. I mean, Jesus Christ, talk about being, you know, women's rights and backing the girls up. Seriously.
Yeah, I am old fashioned.
Wow.
I am old fashioned. I'm not like Maureen, don't worry.
Whoa.
I won't quote the Bible at you or
anything. Jesus.
No,
do you mind me asking what your you don't have to give me your exact age, but your age range is?
I'm in my 30s.
Wow, that's rare. It's rare that you would hear somebody in their 30s kind of, I suppose, be so old-fashioned in their views nowadays.
Yeah, I know. I understand. I am old-fashioned. I just think she's victimizing the man.
But she
mistake.
No, Catherine, she is
but
the
did
victim.
Did she go to him? Jeremy, did she go to him? Did she speak to him before she contacted your podcast?
No, she didn't. No.
Well, there you go. Why didn't she go to him, be an adult?
Because maybe she doesn't want to face the man who sent her something that awful.
Yeah, but she can face her boss and she can go on a national podcast talking about it. Instead of just saying, what the hell? You know, talk to him.
No, but
get
what
him to explain. He's probably mortified. Probably absolutely mortified.
But she has nothing to say to him. What can she say to him?
Don't do it again. You offended me.
Yeah, well, I agree. I actually agree. She should say it to him.
Yeah. Don't go on a podcast. Don't, like, for the nation to talk about.
But I'm just shocked that you think that because she slept with a co-worker that...
That was a bad choice of words. I actually apologise.
Okay, well, that's...
I apologise. That was a really bad choice of words. I'm actually genuinely sorry, and I send my apologies to the...
But you still believe that because she did that, that she's leaving herself open to getting these pictures sent to her?
Not open to it. It's just that was a consequence of her action sleeping with him. He slept with her. She slept with him. But a consequence of that is he went out on the batter with a load of lads. He probably told them the story and they could have dared him to send a dick pic. She must be mortified. He must be mortified. But speak to him. Don't go to his bosses. Don't try to get him fired.
Getting fired over that seems extreme on another level.
It is extreme, Katie. It is extreme. Speak to him and give him a bollocking, How dare you?
No, but it's more extreme, lads, that I have two women on the... I can't believe I'm fighting for women's rights here with the two of you.
Oh, stop, you're fighting for women's rights.
No, I am,
rights.
Because I have two women here telling me that she needs to get over and continue to work with this man who literally...
Jeremy, the modern
went
day
too
suffragette.
Far. No.
But she was working with him since marriage, after they slept together.
There is a difference between sleeping together and sending someone a photograph of your private parts.
But that's what I'm saying. Speak to him. Pull him up on it. Give him a pelican.
But like, lads, it's a photograph, all right? It's a photograph. Okay, he shouldn't have sent it, but it's a picture.
No, he shouldn't.
He didn't hold her against her will. He didn't rape her. He didn't physically assault her. And I'm not saying that makes the dick pic okay, but let's look at it.
Her.
Let's be
he
honest here. It's a picture.
Lads,
it's a photograph.
Okay, lads, you're all diminishing this, which is actually a serious issue.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
I remember years ago, myself and Adrian went for a meeting with somebody. It wasn't to do with radio, something completely out of the... different, but it was in a professional capacity.
I know the story you're about to
tell. You know the story.
Yeah.
And this guy started messaging me in the middle of the night and he was like, you're hot.
Hurry, blah, blah, blah.
No, not that person. This is a different guy. He started saying you're hot and blah, blah, blah. Now I'd say he was off his face
and
whatever. I'd say he was.
Yeah.
But I showed Adrian the messages and like my husband was lying about beside me and this guy, he knew I was married and everything and sending me dick pics. And you know what I did?
What?
I deleted the picture and I got on with my life. It hasn't, you know, you move on. And I had to deal with this guy again. And I actually said to him, I was like, look, if you're going to speak to me, speak to me with respect. Don't ever do that again. And to be fair, he didn't.
But not everybody is the same. S is traumatised by what happened. Stay there for a second. Let me go to Jay. Jay, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
My name's Jeremy.
Good. What do you make of this?
Jeremy, she put herself out there.
Oh, here we go.
For all this fella knew, she was past the hookup culture that's of today's society. I mean, she'd no problem jumping into bed with him on a one-night stand. For all he knew that she was into that. You're making more of this than anything, you big drama head, you.
No, what I'm saying is I'm speaking up for this woman here who is...
She wasn't traumatised the night she was drunk, Jeremy, and jumped into bed with a fella she walks with. Now, that doesn't speak to me of a girl with much morals. That lady you had on a few minutes ago who you said was very old-fashioned, she sounds like a proper lady.
Oh, no, she does sound like a lady. And in fairness, her apology in that, I don't think it's right to say people are acting like this. And she took that back.
I was actually I was actually surprised at you going out and saying, God, that's really old-fashioned. Not everybody wants to go out with girls that
absolutely
you're
not.
It's 2024.
No.
Most fellas don't want girls that have
I wouldn't want to be with somebody who's slept with loads of different people and has been all around the block. No, absolutely. Yeah. But it's just, I don't think it's like, this isn't the topic. But I just don't think it's fair to call somebody who's, you know,
she's not a slut. I mean, unless she's doing it every weekend with strange blokes, then you could have a question. But I mean, she has a cheek to try and ruin this fella's
I agree.
I mean, he probably was drunk and he was fucking kinking at that night and wondering, I wonder if she's available.
That's what I mean.
I mean, he should have texted her hello first and tried and got a conversation then. That's, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
To send her straight to that, that is stupid. That just
It is. It's pure stupid.
Tells me he was drunk and stupid. Oh, that's the society we live in nowadays. And Jeremy, the king girls don't be sending their own pictures. Get on the internet and see what they're fucking just putting out on the internet without private messaging.
Okay, so how come
we live in a different society, Jeremy?
How come we've never ever spoken to a man who was offended by receiving
Men don't get offended like that. Because men and women think about sex different. We're different creatures.
That's not fair because I'm a woman and I would not have been offended at all. I've been in the situation.
Yeah.
So I don't think it is just men and women. I do think generally men wouldn't be likely to get offended.
If a man got wolf whistle back, got his ass slapped or whatever, he'd be over the moon that he was getting a bit of attention. And that's the truth. Because not all men are confident going up to women. And we all know, I mean, women can get it whenever they want, right? Because a man will never say no. Men have to go looking for it and they have to put a bit of effort into it. All a woman has to do is put her fucking thumb out or stick her leg out. And 99.9 times out of 10, she's going to get it. Because men are like that. That's what men are like. Now, if this woman is offended by that, but she's not offended about jumping into bed in a one-night stand, she'd want to go and check her morals before she...
You need to check out your hypocrisy here, okay?
Not at all, I don't check my hypocrisy.
Because there is a big difference between her sleeping with him, which was consensual,
And as I said, Jeremy, he thought that's the type of girl she was, because... I mean, a good, decent girl wouldn't jump into bed with a man just after meeting him on a one-night
stand. Of course they would. Absolutely, of course they would.
Why would they? But then there's no morals.
What's morals? What's morals? If a woman is horny...
What's morals? Morals is... Okay. Well, I mean, it takes more for a woman to lie down than a man. I mean, she runs the risk of getting STDs, getting pregnant. You know that way?
Jesus.
So, I mean,
I believe in sex is different between men and women. I genuinely do. Because it's the men that do the penetration, so therefore it is
Jesus.
I mean, people look on women different. If your daughter came in and said she slept with 50 men, what would you say to her, Jeremy? Fair play to that's liberal.
No.
If you said that with a woman, Jeremy, let's go on this point for a second.
Sorry, Kate. I have to get this out because I have to take him off this high horse. And I want an honest answer. If you sit on the fence, don't bother ringing me again.
If your daughter
came into you and said, Daddy, I've an OnlyFans page and I've slept with 50 fellas in the last 2 weeks, what would you say?
I would not be happy in the slightest, but what could I do?
How would you feel as a father? Would you feel you've done a great job, Edna?
No, I feel that.
There you go. So there you go.
That is not what this is about.
Well, then your women's rights are
What this is about, Jay, is the last three callers who've been on the show have all been shaming this woman like she is not the victim here. She is the victim.
Okay, well then let me ask you a question, Jeremy. If you start seeing a woman and she said to you she slept with 250 men in her life.
That's a completely different story.
But you're saying that women should be sexually liberated.
That's not what this is about. Are you listening to the same podcast?
Conversation that we're having now, I'm asking you, would you be put off by a woman who's
obviously
been around the block?
Obviously I would.
Well, then what are you talking about?
She's she hasn't been around the block. She had an office fling. And you're all making it that she's Katie Price here.
No, nobody's making that out. But I'm saying that you know, women should be as free as possible. Sometimes I think the way you go on, it's so disingenuous. You're very fake in how you stand up for things. Because I know you couldn't give a fuck about women's rights. Don't tell me you don't watch fucking porn and women being fucking degraded. Cop the fuck on. You are, excuse my French, it's disingenuous and it's false and it's fake. You stand there trying to be the martyr when you're not the martyr. You're an idiot.
No, my point is... Again, and there's no need to name call. Like, you can have a debate without getting
you're
nasty.
Fake. It's
you
disingenuous. Have a debate nasty. It's disingenuous.
No,
if you're going to stand up for something, stand up for something.
My point is, Jay is questioning the morals of a woman because she had an office fling. That's what you're doing, Jay.
Yeah.
You shamed her.
Yeah.
You shamed her. Yeah. And what you basically said, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that because she had an office fling, she should be happy with getting a dick pic sent her. No big deal.
Can I come back on that? Yeah. No, I said she's put herself out that way. This lad obviously thought she was that type of girl because girls seem to put themselves out that way. He got it wrong. He should have sent her hello first and then a dick pic.
Okay. Hello, lady. Here's my penis. I mean, you can't. Is there follow? Can you follow up high with just a picture of your penis? It's probably nearly better just to go all in to start off with. Like, Jeremy, it's a photograph. It's a picture. It's a penis, okay? We don't all have them, but half of the world or whatever have them.
Okay?
Okay?
Is there anybody?
You delete it, you move on with your life, you forget about it. If it becomes a thing and he starts doing it and it becomes stalkerish and creepy and weird and you've told him to stop and he keeps going, then that's a matter for the guards because then it is sexual harassment and stalking and everything else. But up to this point, they had a fling. He probably thought she was into him, probably thought she was up for it and was probably trying to in a stupid way. Men can be stupid, just like anyone when they're drunk. They think with their dicks a lot of the time and that's obviously what he was doing. He thought she was game for it. Stop fake standing up for women's rights.
I am standing.
Do you know what you're doing? You do it on Twitter as well. Anybody who's on Twitter, go and have a look at Jeremy Dixon's Twitter profile.
Wait, what's the issue?
Virtue signaling. You're always doing it. You're jumping on the latest thing. And
me.
I'm up for this. And I'm up. You couldn't give a shit about any of it. You go back into your little hobbit hole and mind your own business after the show. You don't care. You sit here with fakeness, pretend, spewing fake shite that you care for stuff that you don't care about.
If you want to get in on this, 085-825-2626. 085-825-2626. We're going to come to Phil in a sec. Don't go away.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Now, let me go to Phil. It's very, by the way, if anybody, as you know, if you're listening to this as a podcast, we record this podcast live as a live show. And callers are obviously listening to us at the moment and listeners are listening. And I am absolutely shocked that nobody is in agreement with me here. I just can't...
Because it's a photograph.
I can't believe it.
If he went up and she was sitting at her desk and he started, you know, touching her and stuff, that's different. A photograph, it can be deleted. You forget... You tell him no more and you forget about it. He didn't physically assault her and he didn't rape her. He sent her a photograph and can sit... I'm not saying it's right. It's not. But put it in context here. It's a bloody picture. I could be feckin' scrolling through my Facebook timeline and see something like that tomorrow. Am I going to scream that I'm offended? I mean, if you're that offended by a picture of a penis, especially if someone you've mounted before, if I'm going to put it nicely, then, you know, it's bigger things to be worrying about.
Alan, can we try and get that caller on that just came in that sent that message? See that message just came in? Don't read it out, we'll try and get it on. Look at that.
Oh wow!
That's different though. Whoa. That's definitely not funny.
Well, no, that's different though. That is very. The context isn't even nearly similar. I mean, this is just disgusting.
Oh, okay, interesting. Okay,
I will explain why I think it's disgusting.
Okay, we'll try.
Let's
see if we can get this woman on. Please, if you don't mind, I'll try and get her on. Now, let me go to Phil. How are you, Phil?
How you going, mate? How are you doing?
Good. Now, what do you want to say about this?
Yeah, you know, look, we all do stupid things when we're drunk. You know, like, we all have been there. We've been there before.
No,
we've
Jeremy's
all
never
said
been
things
there.
We didn't. Well, that's Jeremy. And I have to say, Katie, I absolutely 100% agree with you. Like, Jeremy, you know, I've heard your kind of the way you've phrased things before, and when it comes to this, you're totally wrong, mate. Look, people do things that are stupid, that people do things that are inappropriate, but the fact that these people even slept together, that is a big thing. No, this guy obviously
Why is it a big thing?
Well, think about this. This guy is sitting there saying, well, I'll do this. If she said that's wrong, don't do that to me, then that's fine. That's a different story. But if this like person has been with this person before, which obviously they have, it's been totally clarified here on this podcast, then he would sit there and say, well, look, you know, I'll send you this and maybe something else will happen. Maybe he wanted something else to happen. I agree with Jay before. Great guy. But the fact of the matter is, when you listen to what is being said here tonight, when it comes to this, this person is in the wrong. This girl is in the wrong. I'm not saying
she's in the wrong hair. What did she do that makes her in the wrong? I'm lost.
Well, consider reporting him to her boss.
Exactly, yes. She's considering doing these other things because at that time she doesn't want this. But at a certain time she did want it. Now, he wasn't to know that she didn't want that. So he acted upon what he thought he knew was right. Now, he could have got drunk. He could have done things. Great. Give him a warning. Let him off. Don't ruin his life. Don't actually destroy his career because of this.
How is it going to destroy his career?
Well, if this person says he has done something that he shouldn't have done, right, fine, no problem, I get that. But if this person, like, at that time, he'd done something that was not inappropriate in terms of they were together, they had slept together, he had then continued on that relationship, that's wrong.
So you, that's really wrong. Just so I have this straight, Phil, you expect this woman to go back in and work with this man who sent her an inappropriate photograph. You expect them to work together.
No. What I'm getting at is, at the time, this person, they slept together. He sent her an inappropriate photograph, as you call it. But at that time, it was not an inappropriate photograph because they were together. Like, they'd slept together, he just thought it was continuing on, and all of a sudden, it's now an inappropriate photograph. That's not right. Because what you can do then is you can ruin someone's fucking life from that.
But he shouldn't have sent the picture then, should he?
So it's worth having his life ruined over.
No, but he should have. He should have, because what happened is they'd slept together, and he didn't know any different. There was nothing stated that he shouldn't have sent something he shouldn't have stated.
But it is. It's called common sense. It's called common sense.
No, but it's yes. Not, mate, because...
It is common sense.
No, it's not. It's not. You're wrong. Because if you sit there and send something, like, let's say you slept together with somebody and all of a sudden everything's fine, nothing is being stated that it was wrong, and then you go and want to continue that forward, you will send something. Then now you come down to a different, like it's a whole different ball game. If you then send something that is like, oh, you know what? Like, look, listen, we slept together. I'm going to send you a dick pic. Great, no problem. Nothing was stated to say he shouldn't have sent that.
But you shouldn't have to state that, should you, Casey? Am I wrong there?
I mean, unsolicited dick pics, yeah, okay, they're not cool, but like, it is just a picture, like, get over it, don't be such a snowflake.
So can I read out this message? Stay there for a second as well, Phil, because I want to read out this message that came in. We've asked this woman to come on and she won't, and I can't explain the reasons why. There's legal reasons as to why she can't come on. No, her name is on the message, obviously don't read her name out. I want to see what you think about this, Phil. Lads, I was sent a dick pic by a man who was giving me driving lessons. He's in his 50s and I'm 23 FFS, she says. I did my last driving lesson with him last Saturday, and that night at around 11:30, he said, do you want a date? And sent me a picture of his dick.
Is this you trying to compare it to the
situation? No, I'm just reading out the message. I haven't given any opinion on it.
Because you're always the king of context.
No, I haven't given any opinion on it.
Well, obviously that's wrong.
Bill, what do you make of that?
No, it's wrong. That is wrong.
Yeah.
I do
agree with that. That is wrong. Yes, that is definitely wrong.
Jeremy's going to ask us why you claim we're hypocrites for thinking it's wrong when I can list off the top of my head three serious reasons as to why it's so different.
And I definitely agree, because it is actually very different, because
it's so different.
This person slept with that person. Now, there was nothing said to say that anything after was inappropriate. Whereas this is someone else, you know, they're taking advantage of a business, they're engaged in the business, and then something happens.
Yeah, they're a teacher. They're in a position where they're supposed to be professional and they're kind of nearly...
He's not a teacher. He's a driving instructor. He's not a teacher.
He's teaching her. He's employed to teach her, and that's it. This is very different. It's also, they haven't had any sexual
history. He did get the name of Dad. Do you know those driving instructors?
I do. I've heard of them, yeah. They're actually not far from where I live.
So what should be done in that situation then?
I'd bring it to the boss.
Just for those of you who are...
I would bring that to the boss, because that's somebody who is employed by the... If I were an employer, I would want to know. This isn't two consenting adults who consented to sex.
Either was the other situation, two consenting adults.
What are you talking about?
S.
I'm talking about the situation with S.
I'm just going to read out the message for you again. This really stopped me in my tracks. Lads, I was sent a dick pic by a man who was giving me driving lessons. He's in his 50s and I'm 23, for fuck's sake. She says, FFS. Yeah, I did my last lesson last Saturday, and that night she said, do you want to go out on a date, and sent me that picture. Now, she's gone on to mention the name of the place. It's not a big, huge driving instructor thing. I've never heard of it. We're obviously not going to name it on the air, but my God,
it's a different situation though. I mean, the S's thing was two consenting adults to sex, and then your man obviously thought this is different, that this is obviously a creep taking advantage of somebody he thinks is probably vulnerable and young. And
okay, we're gonna try and get this woman on, obviously with a voice changer, for a future podcast, maybe one of next week's podcast, because I would love to hear her story. We don't have the ability at such short notice to change her voice. So, and obviously we can't.
Because Adrian's not here and he's a professional.
Yes,
he's the one.
No, but obviously we can. Well, I know how to do it, but just you haven't got time.
Oh, do you?
Yes, I do. Thanks.
Oh, I thought it was only me and him. Who knew?
But we can't allow her on air because she wants to name the driver. She could ruin a man's. You could ruin a man's marriage
reputation,
and reputation.
Life, yeah.
But what do you think? That's bang out of order.
Obviously, it's a completely different situation. I mean, it's not even comparable.
And he's in his 50s, and she's, what did she say, 23?
Yeah.
I'd love to name that driving instructor's place.
You want to know first that it's true, and not calling her a liar or anything, but you know yourself. You don't know what to believe these days until you see it. Don't believe anything until you see it.
Okay, well, to that woman, we will try and get you on, if we can change your voice, but it's absolutely, absolutely shocking that has happened to you. I think, now she's messaged back to say, she hasn't taken it any further. She needs to, doesn't she?
I think so. I think she definitely needs to bring it to their attention.
To the people who own the company.
Yeah. They need to be aware that they have a creep employed.
Yeah, I mean, if he's after doing that to her. Yeah. Although maybe, and I'm just playing devil's advocate here, maybe they struck up a good relationship in the lessons that they were doing.
You're the same person who tried to condemn a man for sending a dick pic to a woman he slept with, and now you are trying to play devil's advocate for older man saying, oh dear God, I can't, I'm sorry, no, I can't. I actually can't finish this conversation. I can't deal with you. I cannot deal with you.
Okay, there you go. Thank you for listening.
I cannot deal with your
Okay, thank you, thank you.
I literally cannot deal with working with you.
Cheers, shouting in the background. Okay, if you enjoyed listening to this podcast, don't forget to subscribe.
Little man.
Subscribe on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts, and we'll talk to you on the next one. Have a great day. Bye bye.